This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is Archie Nesbitt. He is the CEO of Marksman Energy Incorporation. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MKSEF. Archie, welcome, and thank you for coming back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
You guys have had some really exciting news happen to you in the last month or two. I know that you guys had a significant discovery of oil. So can you give us an update? How's that going?
Yes, we certainly did. We had a company making discovery for Marksman down in South Central Ohio. We're looking for shallow light oil prospects, and we did a lot of 3D seismic in the last couple of years, outlined the targets, brought new technology into Ohio to outline these oil fields, and now we're undertaking our drilling, and we've discovered a very significant oil field. Our costs are so minimal, $240,000 to drill, complete, and put a well on production, and our discovery well, initial production over 200 barrels a day. We're still testing the reservoir at different production rates, but we're expecting 100 barrels a day is we're going to run the well, especially at oil prices in the 40s, but oil's all of a sudden 46 and change, and so it's a very significant discovery. It's a resource that we know is in Ohio, and we know that we can find with new technology. And the thing about our projects is they are economic at $20 and $25 oil, and at $45 to $50 they pay out in 2 or 3 months. So very exceptional economics on these wells. And the key is, of course, our technology and our Ohio-based technical team.
Explain to my listeners, if you will. You say you're bringing 200 barrels of oil up a day. Give us a revenue share of that. What exactly? You guys are not making $40 times 200, which would be $8,000 a day. What exactly do you make out of that?
Our joint venture has an 87.5% net revenue interest. Oil and gas rights and mineral rights in Ohio are held by the farmers. They're not owned by the government, so there's a standard override on the oil we produce. But our net production is 87.5%, and then we have a varying interest between 75% and 90% in the wells, and a minimum of 75%, and our local family partner group has a 25% or a 10% interest in wells.
Is that Huffington Investments?
It is, yes.
And so tell us a little bit about how you guys did a joint venture together.
Well, we've been looking at Ohio for several years. The biggest oil field in the world was in Ohio, and Rockefeller had the a patent on the refining process, made a fortune. About 1 billion barrels went through his refinery in the late 1800s. Texas came to the forefront, and the bigger companies all left. So there's about 9,000 little family operating companies in Ohio, mainly looking for shallow natural gas, shallow oil. But since some of the companies ended up owning drilling rigs, they would drill through to basement, which varies from 2,000 feet to, say, 6,000 feet in most of Ohio, and they'd look for other productive horizons. Ohio's blessed with many productive horizons for oil and gas, and the dominance in the industry is really small families. Bigger companies are looking for these horizontal multi-stage frack plays on the eastern border of Ohio, but the majority of the state is small companies, and so they have held land because of shallow wells that they've drilled. They hold the mineral rights, and as long as they're producing wells on a lease. And we just went in and said, look, you've got other targets. We want to use new technology. We want to update what's being done here by 30 years plus and do new three-dimensional seismic, because today we have the computers that can process millions of readings from the seismic acquisition and give you a extremely accurate picture of what the subsurface looks like and outline your drill targets completely with no risk of missing them. I mean, it's the way the technology has progressed, and so we've been able to align ourselves with groups there, the family groups, and use their operational expertise, use their local expertise, and so we've developed some fabulous partnerships in the last 3 years.
My guest today is Archie Nesbitt. He is the CEO of Marksman Energy. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MKSEF. You know, a project usually takes a pretty long time to get your money back, but you guys are going to be able to do this in 4 months, even at depressed oil prices. That's kind of an exception to the game, right?
Oh, it is for sure. And so we're aggressively taking advantage of the opportunities we've got. And as these wells pay out, we continue our drilling program. And we with our new discovery, we have four or five additional wells that we can put in the oil field. We've picked the targets already. We've permitted the targets already. So Marksman will develop this oil field in the next 6 to 12 months, have four or five producing wells, and increase its production, daily production rate very significantly. And then we'll move on to our other lands and our other seismic targets that we have outlined already, and we'll continue to acquire land and do more seismic.
Yeah, I understand that the 12 square miles where you guys are at right now with your first oil well, there's 20 other wells you guys are looking at. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have outlined 20 other oil field drill targets already with our 3D seismic. But we have a couple of others that we want to do a little more work on. Those targets don't have 3D seismic, and we think they're in this exceptional category. And so we will continue to do our seismic and prioritize our drill targets, especially with oil, at $40 or $50. When oil gets to $100, we'll be drilling everything, because even the smaller oil fields will pay back in a short period of time as oil returns to higher levels.
You know, for a company that's cash positive and a stock trading at 9 cents and a market cap at 6.1 million, it seems to me, and I'm just one man, it seems to me you guys are very undervalued.
Well, I agree with you, but there's been so much negativity related to oil and gas, and there's been some very horrific stories. Our company has minimal debt, and so we were never at financial risk. We just tightened the belt and did not do a lot of work in the last year, except focus on drilling our main target, which we've now done. But it is exceptional returns at minimal cost, and of course minimal risk, because we've used 3D seismic to outline the oil fields, and we have two great technical people on our team that have master's degrees, and they're part of our team in Ohio, and so we've got the science we've got in our pocket, and the talent and to find these oil fields, and it's an exceptional opportunity. It's that's why we're there.
So tell my listeners, what is your short and long-term plans to raising, you know, more shareholder value for your company and your stock?
You know, I think everybody's been scared, like I said, by the oil price collapse. But it as it rebounds, we're poised to tell our story. We have the success now to back all the technology and all the engineering and geology that we've done in the last couple of years. And so we plan to, spread the news, get out, tell our story to the investment community as soon as we feel comfortable with them wanting to hear a story about oil and gas. And it looks like we're very close to doing that as oil moves back up closer to $50 here now.
Absolutely. My guest today has been Archie Nesbitt. Well, he's the CEO of Marksman Energy. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MKSEF. Archie, in closing here, is there anything that you'd like to go over or maybe get out to the listeners that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, if anybody's interested in talking to us, we're certainly available at any time to communicate with our investors, our future investors, our future shareholders, both our team in Columbus, Ohio, or our team at head office for Marksman. We're always available to follow up and give more detail to any interested listener of your program.
Here's what I learned today. I learned that Marksman Energy has turned the corner. We're cash positive. We're on the upswing. We're hoping that oil prices go above $50, and we're set to do very well in the future.
That's exactly right.
Archie, I thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but the best, and we're going to talk to you in a couple of months to see how things are going.
Thanks very much, Everett. Thank you.